you know, when you are in a state of allowing, and there's a law called the law of allowing, which means you have quieted your mind or focused your mind in such a way that there is an absence or a decreasing of resistance thought. Your vibration naturally rises. Now, what that means is you are coming closer and closer to vibrational alignment with who you really are, to the frequency of your source, and to the frequency of your interbeing. And under those vibrational alignment conditions, you must thrive. I'm not going to play any more of that. But be conscious of the fact of vibrations, frequencies, energy, getting in alignment, the law of allowing. And we're going to have... we're going to have Danny come on, and Danny's going to talk about, he's going to share something about Dr. Emoto and water. And I want you to pay close attention to what, man, Dr. Emoto talks about. Very, very, very powerful. But before we go there, as I said, these are difficult times, and so we're going to keep on keeping on. We're going to stay positive. We're going to think positive. We're going to surround ourselves with positive, principle-centered people. You know, these are things that, these are little cliches and little emphasis that you can help you in the morning. And so my whole purpose in the morning, I mean, in the first part of the show, is really about trying to inspire and motivate, empower you. And these things that I'm sharing with you are things that helps you change your thought problems and law of allowing and frequencies and so forth. And so, you know, like Handle Hard Better by Carol Lawson. You know, life is hard. And so I played that many, many times. And, you know, it requires a mental shift, preparing you for the challenges of life, which is, you know, if you have a meaningful pursuit in life, you're going to have some hard times and challenges. And so those are all some little things that, and then the 21 tips, which I've shared many, many times. And so these are different things that you can use to help help you. These are things that I use to help me start my day in terms of being very positive and getting rid of the negativity and so forth. And so I got a few announcements, and I'll probably come back. Well, one of the announcements, which I just said, was the fact that, man, 28 years starts today, and we have the Michael. We have the punch card coming back.
Oh, oh yeah!
We have the punch card coming back at the North Store. So, and then we have a list of other 20%, 25%, 30%, 35% off on certain line items, and so. Really looking forward to we're doing some exciting things at the water store on August the 26th. We're going to have a redox presentation, and I may talk a little bit about redox and water a little bit later. But we have some exciting things going on, and I want again I want to thank you for making it possible for you support Natural Foods Plus 1 and 2 and the Water Store and Energy Clinic. Then you support this type of programming. It couldn't happen without you. And I want to thank the lady. You know, last week I talked about the Dayton Wolverines and Keith Ways. And Michael, and listeners out there, Keith called, and Keith is the coach of the Dayton Wolverines, and he said, man, I was in Kroger's, and I had my T-shirt on. He said, a lady came up to me, and she said, hey, you know, I was listening to Rick Poole this morning, and he was talking about you and the Dayton Wolverines, and he said, and she said, I want to donate $25. It, you know, it brought tears. You know, it's, so I want to thank that lady. I want to thank that lady for donating. And they are in Des Moines, Iowa. I don't know how many athletes he took out there, but, you know, yeah, we're on the move. And people like that, and there's so much negativity of listening to the news and so forth, but we're going to focus in on what we want, not what we don't want. And so, I think I have Danny on the line.
I think so.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, fearless leader. Top of the morning to you, and thank you for all that you do. And top of the morning to Michael, and he indeed is responsible for bringing the production of Health is Wealth in living color.
Oh, man, so I'm telling
thanks
you.
Thanks to Michael. Yeah. And Rick, let me just say congratulations on 28 years. That's a big deal, man.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
I'm wondering how you'll celebrate it, but I'm definitely down for celebrating. I'll drink a glass of vinegar in your honor.
Yeah.
Apple cider vinegar.
Yeah, we changed how we celebrate as we've gotten older.
Yeah. Rick, let me just say that I want you to give me the number where I can make a donation to Keith Wade. Claire and I will definitely make a donation to his cause.
I'll see if I have that folder, and I'll do that. Thank you. And I want to thank you, Danny. I've had many, many comments about, you know, and it evolved in terms of Danny becoming a co-host with me, and it really has helped my job, my mission and purpose a lot easier. And, Danny, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for taking the time out, you and Claire, and everything that you do to make the show better, to provide information and knowledge to the listeners out there. That
indeed, it's my pleasure, Rick. It's indeed a learning process for me. So I thank you also.
You know, I was hearing, I started off with, you know, Tesla talks about vibrations and energy, and then I getting into the vortex, and, you know, I had someone text me last week and told me that, you know, pray with the intentions as Dr. Emoto does with water, and, you know, whatever you pray over, and you it would have some effects. And and I asked you, did you know about Emoto? And so share with the listeners a little bit about that. I know, and oh, listeners, man, this is the first Tuesday of the month. And so call your friends, call your relatives, call your neighbors. You know who we have on the first Tuesday of the month. We have Dr. Max McLeod. And so at 9:30, we will have Dr. on, and I have some questions about issues and concerns. I have some questions about in the news, and then news that you can use. So those are three major components that we're going to cover with Dr. Max. But Danny, I think this is excellent lead in and into the water and reemphasizing. Every show I need to talk about water. Why? Because water, we are 70 to 75% water. And water is so very, 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 very important. So I'm going to turn it over to you, Danny.
Okay. Well, Rick, let me just say that I've been studying water as a result of the Water Store, and one of my main sources of information is your website, the Water Store website. So I would certainly encourage people who are interested and curious about water and how important it is, visit that website. And in doing my research, I pulled out one of my old books, and it was published in 2001. And this was a book by Dr. Emoto. It's called The Hidden Messages in Water by Dr. Masaru Emoto. And now, I must say that this book is considered to be quite controversial in that modern science doesn't really recognize Dr. Emoto's findings because he's outside of science. He's outside of the box. So Dr. Emoto's premise is that water records vibrations and emotions like love and hate, just like you were talking about Tesla, Nikola Tesla, way ahead of his time. And he's put a lot of stock in the importance of frequency. If you want to understand the universe, well, we're talking frequency and vibration. So what Dr. Emoto did is that he took a variety of samples of water, let's just say like test tubes, they weren't really in test tubes, but jars, and he made notes, sayings that he attached to the water. And for example, he would put, I love you, I forgive you, peace and love, and those types of things, and he just put them on the test tubes of water, like tape them on or rubber band them on. And then he had another batch of water that he put, I hate you, murder, all types of negative statements. And he did it in both English and in Japanese. Then he froze the water and looked at it under a microscope. Well, the water that had the good vibrations connected to it came out looking like the typical snowflake images. You know, water, when it freezes, it becomes a crystalline structure. And the negative ones just had all these irregular, ill-formed shapes that made a serious contrast between the love and the hate. And, you know, that kind of goes against science. But when you think about it, what is holy water? Okay, I mean, you know, maybe people don't believe in holy water, but some people claim that holy water has produced miracles. Well, that's when the priest prays over the water. That's what supposedly turns it into holy water. So this kind of would support Dr. Emoto's findings. And if, in fact, water does hold vibrations, emotions, love, and hate, then that's a very powerful thing. And Rick, I'm certain that if Dr. Emoto's premise is true, all of your water at the water store has to have good vibrations because, you know, you're coming from the standpoint of love and healing. So without even trying, you probably do have an extra kick to the water just based on emotions. And, Rick, I would like to ask, to set up next week's show, I would like to ask the audience if anyone knows a well digger, or if anyone knows anyone who has seen a well digger work. They use dowsing, water dowsing with a forked stick, and they find water by vibrations, by the energy coming from the water. Now, science doesn't support this, and they say it's just a bunch of garbage. But I've known two well diggers, and I watched one guy do water divination and water dowsing, and he swears that it works. So, I mean, for thousands of years, people have found water and made wells because the water has energy in it that a dowser can feel. So I don't know a lot about well digging and water dowsing, but if anyone can hook us up with a water dowser, water divination type of person, well digger, I would ask that they call in next week and talk to us about that. So,
before you go on, I mean, if you want to listen to, first of all, he has a book in 2001, Dr. Emoto, and Danny referred to him. He's different. Science doesn't believe in him. And again, people, you know, a lot of the things that we share with you is, you know, beyond with science. So there is a realm out there that's powerful, I believe, than science. But you mentioned emotions and vibrations and energy, and this is what I was talking about earlier, people, in terms of that's the foundation of the universe, and then we go into the microorganisms. But go ahead, Danny. You know, we're getting close to the bottom of the hour, and, you know, we have Dr. Max on, but go ahead.
I'm so excited when Dr. Max comes on. That makes my day, absolutely. But, okay, so, folks, what I'm saying is be very mindful of the liquids that go into your body throughout the course of the day. They might have good or bad vibrations in them without us even knowing about it. You know, I mean, if somebody hands you a can of Coca-Cola and they've already cussed out somebody, well, that vibration might just go into your liquids, okay? So, you know, I'm kind of transitioning from Dr. Emoto and just going into water in general.
It could not happen without you. And again, thank you, thank you, thank you. And we're celebrating 28 years at the original store. And so for the whole month of August, please stay tuned and you will learn more and more and more. As I said before, this is the first Tuesday of the month. And as you all know, we have Dr. Max McLeod that joins us. And I'm really looking forward to having a doc on. And before we go there, I want to remind you, when you go to Natural Foods Plus, the Juice Caboose, there's a rainbow. Follow that rainbow, and that's where you will find healing and rejuvenation. And, man, at that, you know, Whole Foods Cellular Supplements, part of my program protocol in the morning, which is so very, very important, prayer, positivity, exercise, deep breathing, oxygen, all of those, and then nutrition. All of those are part of the program, protocol that lends itself to a healthy, full spectrum human being, individual. Okay, Michael, do I have the doc on? Hey, good morning, Doc.
Good morning, Rick.
Oh, how are you this morning, Doc?
I'm awesome. How are you doing?
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Those out there listening, we have Dr. Max McLeod that joins us every Tuesday. Dr. Max calls in from Sarasota, Florida. Dr. Max is a DO. He's a naturopath doctor. He has a PhD in nutrition. He is the founder and creator of My Body Symphony, which is a whole food cellular supplement line. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And, you know, what's great, you know, when you go to Doc's website, and he has a lot of times little quotes. The measure of life is not just the quantity of years, but the quality. And then he says, my mission is to support people in overcoming life's challenges for attaining their health, performance, and appearance goals. Understanding or getting to know ourselves is about learning how all of the pieces come together to form the whole being. We must consider everything from the subcellular to understanding organisms, to understanding our place in the universe. You know, he says to educate people about the factors that really matter and impact their health. To cut through the the BS, I love it, Doc. Doc says to cut through the BS and misinformation permeating the current news and social media. And his goal is to empower people to take action with confidence. The confidence comes from understanding the importance factors versus the swamp of distracting information out there. So again, man, we're blessed, and I'm so thankful to have you on, Doc. I'm turning it over to you. Do you have any opening monologue, Doc? Anything that you would like to share with? I'm asking Danny to call back, and I think Danny had a question. Yes. But I know I wanted to start with you in terms of, you had any opening monologue?
I don't really have a monologue other than to say how important it is to stay on point and keep trucking on, like you tell people every week. Health is a journey. It's not a destination. It's not like, well, let's get to 100 years, then tap out. No, it's to enjoy life, live it to its fullest, and be able to live it without limitations. And so one of the new things I started this year on my birthday was I said, you know what, let me see if I can mark what my health levels are, fitness levels are. You know, obviously you can look at blood and things like that, but the more important to me is what can you do? How strong do you feel? How many push-ups can you do? How many pull-ups can you do? So I started doing that this year on my birthday and recorded it, and this gives me something to go back to each year. And it's fascinating to see what you can do. And honestly, I could do as much or more than when I was 15, and I was training heavy then. So it's exciting to realize that it's not about your chronological age. It's about your physiological age. It's your biological age, and that is extremely malleable. You can control it. The chronological is just a number, just how long you've been on the planet. It has nothing to do with the health, or nothing directly to do with your overall health and performance.
You know, that's so powerful. And so, Doc, biologically speaking, what do you think your age is?
You know, one of these days I have to do one of the methylation tests and telomere tests to actually check it, but I mean, honestly, I know it sounds ridiculous, but I feel every bit as good as I did when I was, 15. I mean, seriously. I just set a personal record deadlift last week of 615 pounds. I couldn't do that when I was 15. So, it's like there's so many things that we know of now that will extend our telomere length. And that's one of the main things they look at is, how many tags or telomeres do you have left on the ends of your chromosomes? Each time they divide, generally we lose some because of inefficiency. And so by activating the gene that repairs the telomere, we can maintain the full length of our telomeres, which means that we are not subject to the Hayflick number limitation that many people in the aging field realize and think of as the limiting factor to our lifespan. And there's some fascinating research that's been done in Russia over the last 50 years on a topic called bioregulators that we can talk about in length at another time. But we know absolutely, not only from that, but from many other things, that we can increase the length of our telomeres and therefore reverse our age by simple things like eating properly and exercising. Exercising is back to one of the most important things a person can do in conjunction with a healthy diet.
Wow. People, Dr. Max McLeod, unbelievable. You know, Doc, we're going to get into the program. We had a lot I want to cover this morning, and I think Danny's on the line. Danny's gonna, and I sent you his question. So under issues and concerns, Danny, you wanna?
Yes. And good morning to Dr. Max. It's always a pleasure to have you on. I look forward to you being on the first of the month. And thank you for sharing your wisdom and knowledge. So I have a personal issue, Doc, that I would like to get your opinion on. So when I went to my primary doctor, he told me that I had a small trace of albumin protein in my urine. So he sent me to a kidney specialist, and the kidney doctor basically told me that I did not have high blood pressure, which I already knew. And he said he was going to prescribe blood pressure medication for me anyway, just to take the pressure off of my kidneys, which might be, and he didn't say for sure, it might be the cause of the protein in my urine. So I have to go back in 3 months for a follow-up, but I really have no intention of taking blood pressure medication when I don't have high blood pressure. And even if I did, I would try to, control it by using natural means rather than pharmaceuticals. So I'm wondering, what is your recommendation for my addressing this this issue, and I'll hang up so I can go and listen to your answer because I can't hear you, Dr. Max, when I'm on the phone. So thank you very much for your help and for your knowledge, and I'll go listen, and if there's any time left, I will call back with another question. But I'm sure you'll be busy talking about all the other stuff other than my questions, but I eagerly await your answer. Thank you very much, Dr. Max.
Hi, Danny. Great hearing from you. So there's a lot to unwrap there. Let me see how I can do that most efficiently. The first thing is you said that there was a trace of albumin in your urine. Well, that is absolutely normal. There's going to be a trace. Anything up to, let's say, about 3 is considered to be normal. And anything between, say, 3 and I think 30 or so is a slight elevation. And then beyond that, it's a more severe elevation. So there are a number of things that can cause a slight increase in the trace amounts. And simple things like dehydration, even moderate dehydration, inflammation of any kind of the kidneys, can cause it. A fever, even a cold exposure. There's a lot of things that can cause a trace amount of it. So I would look at that first. And you should never let anybody put you on a medication based upon a single test, especially one that's unequivocal. Now, the idea of taking blood pressure medication to lower normal blood pressure, to me, I don't want to be too harsh here, but to me, it's criminal. And it shows that the doctor, who may be a kidney specialist, but he doesn't understand basic physiology. The idea is that your blood pressure is tightly regulated specifically to provide the proper pressure for the kidney glomeruli to do their job. So lowering the pressure beyond normal will actually create more stress on the kidneys. So it's a completely ridiculous idea. Giving a medication for something that it doesn't exist, when we know that every medication has side effects, is absolutely, in my opinion, inexcusable. It's just lazy what it is. Is he's just throwing things at it instead of trying to figure out what their actual cause of the increased albumin is. And I don't even know that it's increased any significant degree. So that's a typical example of a doctor treating the labs instead of the person. So the most important thing there, and I know that you know a lot of this stuff, the most important thing is, being properly hydrated. Anytime you get a lab result slightly out of whack, well, retest. The first thing is to retest it and just go over and make sure that you didn't do anything that could cause any generalized inflammation in your body, or stress, which is, going to potentially increase albumin slightly. An intense workout can do that. So again, be careful about, chasing things like that. Based upon a slight increase in something in a routine exam without double-checking it.
A couple of things. Listeners out there, if you happen to just be tuning in, this is Dr. Max McLeod at the first Tuesday of the month. He joins us, and, if you have any questions, call 937-457-1210. I'm debated to show up many, many times. This one here is issues and concerns. We have issues and concerns, and then we're also going to have in the news and news you can use. And so Danny had called in and asked a question about Albion, and I've been asked that many times. There's been many, many times doctor customer, come in and says, doctor says I got protein. So Albumen, listeners, Albion is protein, which was found in the urine. And so what the doctor was saying, that's a small trace of that is normal. And so, again, he said dehydration, inflammation, these are some of the things that can cause that heavy workout and so forth. And again, doctor says that, I want to repeat, it was criminal, and this is his opinion, it was criminal and ridiculous to do that. But this is how conventional medicine is. They're going to get you hooked on medication. All medication has side effects. And so, Doc, before we go to the next question, and I got a caller on the line, what are some of the side effects of high blood pressure medication?
Oh, you caught me here. I never prescribe blood pressure medication.
I know what,
the main side effect is going to be, it's going to potentially abnormally lower your blood pressure, lower your the perfusion of key organs that are relying on that pressure, cause, you know, orthostatic hypotension is one of the most common things. So when you go from a sitting or lying position and standing up, that your body doesn't respond properly and you get lightheaded and can actually faint. Those are some of the general things, but the biggest thing is it's going to, you know, again, if someone is in a dangerously elevated pressure situation, then by all means, you know, until you can get lifestyle factors under control to bring it down, it's a reasonable thing to use. But what one of the most common cause of elevated blood pressure is chronic dehydration.
Wow.
Period. End of game. That's the most common cause. So what do you do about that? Drink more water. The next most common cause would be inadequate levels of magnesium. Well, guess what? 90%+ of the population doesn't get enough magnesium. So the magnesium regulates 500 different enzyme systems, including calcium channels, and therefore excitability of nerves and muscles. So I've had people that were on 3 and 4 different blood pressure medications, and then after going on my Mag 10X or Mito Energy that contains Mag 10X plus B vitamins, within a matter of 1 to 2 weeks, the doctor, their main cardiologist, was flipping out, like, what's going on? Your blood pressure's dropped, and he had to start pulling them off the blood pressure medications. Well, yeah, because now their body's working properly again, and their vessels can relax like they should. So those are the two biggies, water and magnesium.
Wow. And people out there, water and magnesium, you can come to the water store and energy clinic, and you're going to get the best water on the face of the earth. You know, you have a choice of reverse osmosis, and then we also have a choice of alkaline with a minimum of 9.0. And we have an ozone unit that basically 3,000 times more effective in terms of desanitizing the container. So every container that we use, we ozone it. Anytime we have someone brings in a container, we ozone it. And then you have a choice of getting water. We have a filtration system, the Diamond Skid, and it's on display. And it gets out the PFAS and the PFOS and the lead and the arsenic and the fluoride and chlorine and so much more. And Doc, I got a call on the line. I'm gonna go there, but I had last week we played a little excerpt from a chemist about boiling water, and he says it's one of the worst things you can do, and you know, and don't drink boiling water because of it changes the fluorine to fluoride or something. I'm going to get that and play it. But let me stay on point here. We got a call on the line. Good morning, caller. Question or comment?
Yeah, a comment and two questions. I had that, they called it blood in your urine. I had blood in my urine with too much protein, so I was fasting at the time. So just make sure you don't have the blood part. That's when you start getting bad. Two questions. Doctor, last time you were on, you talked about melanin and black people. Can you go back over that for me? And another question, they just did research on the rollout of the COVID vaccine and found that after they rolled out the COVID vaccine, 43% more Republicans died than anybody else. Why would that be?
Okay, excellent questions. One, blood in the urine, because that happens quite often. And then the doctor, the last time he on, he talked about you saying black people and melon. Was that your question? And then the other one was about COVID. Okay, doctor, did you hear his questions?
I did. I think the part about the blood in the urine was more of a comment. So, obviously that's a bad thing, and you want to check out, you know, further and find out what's going on with your kidneys if that's going on. A lot of times that'll be prostate issues. But next on the question about melanin, that was fascinating when I came across that research and information. So the idea is that obviously the darker the skin, the more melanin production there is. Well, melanin has a number of protective effects, primarily against too much sun exposure. Because again, as we all evolved in the sun, and especially those that were in warmer climates had a lot more sun exposure. So they needed some protection against the UV radiation. That's what melanin does. And what it means is that they can tolerate a lot more sun exposure than someone that's got a pale complexion. It's a simple physiology. And as a result of that, when you rely on the production of vitamin D in the skin, it's going to be dependent upon the color of the skin. The more melanin, the more protection, but it also means the more sunlight exposure on the skin required to produce a given amount of vitamin D, which is an essential hormone in addition to being a vitamin. So that's the key issue there, is that as many people with dark complexions move to areas that are not as hot, don't have as much sun exposure, and we all spend so much more time inside than our ancestors did, we get less direct sunlight exposure on our skin. So someone's got a pale complexion, well, they can maybe get by with 15 or 20 minutes a day, which they don't even get. But they can get by in terms of the vitamin D production with just 15 or 20 minutes a day. However, someone with dark complexion, they're going to need a couple of hours to get the same amount of vitamin D production. And so there are a number of studies showing direct correlations with the color of the skin. The more melanin, the lower the vitamin D levels in that individual or population. That directly translates into, you know, basically inefficiency and harm to all kinds of things, including, calcium regulation, bone density, hormone levels, immune system function. And so when you start to trace that down the pike and look at all the things related to lower vitamin D levels, you start to see what the correlation is.
Wow. And so this is out there, and you know, that, you know, I told you, Ted, it took me a little while to chew on that, Doc, and I've been chewing on it, and I appreciate the caller asking that question, because we're going to go over it again and again and again, and it makes more sense. And the fact that you just said that there's a number of studies out there that, solidify what you just said. So again, listeners, the importance of the sun, the importance of vitamin D is so very, very important. And while we're on this, Doc, vitamin D and vitamin D3 and K2, what's the difference there?
Well, there's two main forms there's three forms of D. There's D1, D2, and D3. D2 and 3 are seem to be the more important ones, especially D3. In terms of being biologically active and providing benefits. K2, again, there are a few different Ks. K2 seems to be, let's say, the most active and beneficial component. So those are the two that have been kind of settled on as being the ones that most people will benefit from supplementing on a consistent basis. Now, even though you're taking it orally, doesn't mean your levels are going to be right. You still want to check them, particularly vitamin D, because oral absorption is limited for any vitamin D. It's just because our bodies are designed to make it. So we don't necessarily, you know, kind of suck it up orally as well as we might like. So you might need to take, you know, higher amounts than what might be recommended, because you want to do it based upon your blood levels and not just how much you're ingesting.
Okay. And we have Dr. Max's vitamin D3 and K2 at both stores. Okay, we got another call on the line, Doc, and then I'll come back. I know the other caller had a question about 43% about COVID. You want to go there for us, or you want to?
Yeah, that's right. It was a good question. Now, it was something about Republicans. I'm not sure if I caught that whole part of it, but the idea is that there let's step back for just a second in terms of the whole COVID thing. And again, I don't know what that was all about. You know, was it a virus? It could have been. Was it a man-made? It could have been. But bottom line is that there was no increased death rate in 2020. Get it again. There was no increased death rate in 2020. The increased death rate didn't start until 2021 after the vaccines were rolled out. Then it shot up. And then the cause is something about that, a higher percentage of Republicans died from vaccine reactions than Democrats. I don't know. in my perspective, I would think it might be the opposite, because I would think that more Democrats would tend to get it. But then again, Trump was pushing it, so
we won't even go there. I agree with you also on that one. We won't even go there. We got another caller, Doc. Good morning, caller.
Good morning to you. I just wanted to know, I ain't going to say nothing about a cold virus when we're having an average of 110 degree heat. What was the best means? What method is you people out in Florida use to get through this and the cause and effect, Doc? This is having 110 degree weather on the mind every day of a human. Him breathing in excessive heat every day. Is it raising the blood? What's it doing to the mind? I don't think I've ever heard of the ocean, 100 degree heat. So I know they ain't running to the ocean to cool off down in Florida, out in California. I just wanted to know, how is this affecting the human psyche? And how are physics, how are they getting through it? And what is the best way, other than taking a lot of salt and water, to get through heat that's 110 every day on a human?
Excellent question, Doc.
Great questions there. So we won't get deep into the whole climate issue, because that's a can of worms. In general, though, the planet has been much hotter than this many, many times in its history. And, we're going through just a little bit of a warming trend right now, but we're still coming out of the last ice age. So, yeah, there's going to be little spikes in warming up, and, is it greenhouse gases? The carbon dioxide is a trailing indicator. The temperature changes several years, in fact, about 100 years before the carbon dioxide starts to really rise, and that's been very well documented. The whole thing has been obscured by the alarmists that picked up on it, trying to, demonize fossil fuels. And that was started by Margaret Thatcher, who was trying to demonize fossil fuels. She actually paid the Royal Academy of Sciences to come out and find this obscure greenhouse theory and promote that as a reason to demonize fossil fuels so she could get support for nuclear power plants. But again, that's very well.
Thank you. I can't say it enough, because without you, this program would not be possible. When you support Natural Foods plus the Juice Caboose 1 and 2 and the Water Store and Energy Clinic, then you support this type of programming, the best show on radio, and you make it possible. We're going to go right back to the phone. We are this morning, if you happen to be tuning in, every Tuesday, the first Tuesday of every month, we have Dr. Max McCloud that calls in. He calls in from Sarasota, Florida. Dr. Max is a DO. He has a PhD in nutrition. He's a naturopath doctor. Amazing in terms of his research and what he does. And I get comments all the time. It's not the normal. You can listen to a program with the normal, conventional, and you're going to get the same. And so, man, he's not in a box, never has been in a box. And so, again, I want to thank Dr. Max McCloud for joining us. 937-457-1210, if you have a question or comment, please seize this opportunity. I'm going to go to this. He or she's been holding on for quite a while. I want to thank you. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Rick. How you doing?
I'm good.
Okay. Yes, I had a question for the doctor. Actually, two questions. One is, I'm wrestling through whether or not I should be trusting my doctor, because basically he told me he didn't trust me. long story short, I had surgery years ago, and he cautionary put me on a blood thinner. He said that's usually a thing we look for after surgery. Well, it's been years, still on the blood thinner. When I get tested for my blood, he says that it's always too thin. And what asked me about my diet, nutrition-wise, and I told him I love this, you know, the green vegetables, green beans, greens, all kinds of vegetables. And he told me I had to stop eating them because that's what's throwing everything off with the medicine. My question to him was, well, then if the medicine does the same thing as the nutrition, why don't you take me off the medicine? And he said, because I don't trust you to eat like that. But we do trust you to take the medicine. That is a big problem with me, and I'm wondering if I should have a problem with that or not, or should I just comply and take the medicine and don't eat any green vegetables anymore? And other question was, you were talking about heat elements, or the last caller, and I was just wondering about the inside. We know globally it's hot, but what about the inside of the earth? Could that be getting hotter? I mean, you got lava coming out the earth and all kinds of stuff. What is being, you know, the effects of the heat that we're walking on?
Interesting. I'm going to let Doc, I have some comments, but I'm going to turn that back over to Doc. Doc, do you have the questions?
Sure. First, because someone also asked about it, and I didn't finish the last question, is that, you know, one had to do with climate change, but the other one has to do with the heat. Well, again, we are in a brief warming trend as we come out of that last ice age, which is, a 12,000 plus year cycle. But the point is that, yes, in some areas it's going to get hotter, in some areas it's going to get colder, and the whole history of civilization is about adapting to the changing environment. So what do people do that live in the Middle East, you know, in really hot conditions all the time? Well, they just like in, for example, Mexico, why do they take siestas? You know, I think they still do. In other countries, same idea. Because in the middle of the day, it's too darn hot to be out there in the sun. So get out of the sun, get in the shade, you know, take some water, some fluid, rest, and then extend your time that you're outside later in the day or in earlier in the day. We just have to adapt to the environment. We're not going to make the environment adapt to us. It's not happening.
Wow.
So we have to adapt to it. So that means, you know, if it's too hot, well, then do something to cool yourself. Think about Florida, because he asked about Florida. Well, how do Floridians deal with it? Air conditioning? Florida would be still largely uninhabitable if it weren't for air conditioning. That's what made Florida grow, because we could control our internal climates to a degree. Otherwise, it's hot. I mean, has it been a little hotter than usual? Maybe. But when you look at the big scheme of things, we've only been recording the temperature since about 1850, 1860. That's a tiny blip, tiny blip. And so you can't go by that. When they say the hottest it's ever been, well, okay, in 150 years, that's all we've been looking at. The Earth's been here for at least, 6 billion plus years, or actually, well, I don't know, 30 billion. I don't know what it is. I don't remember, because there's so many wide variations in estimates. But the planet's been here for a long time. It's always changing. It goes through these glaciation cycles, heating and cooling. And you know what drives it? What the primary factor is that controls 90, 95% of our climate? The sun. The sun is the primary driver.
Wow.
And the sun goes through its own cycles. It has, increased sunspot activity, decreased sunspot activity, warming, slightly cooling. But the bottom line is that the sun is what controls the Earth's temperature and climate. The secondary factor are cloud cover. So cloud cover will vary dramatically, but that's what those two factors literally account for 98% of the changes in the climate and our weather. So how do we control the clouds and the sun? I don't think we're going to do it. So we have to control our own micro environments. And that means simple things like drink more water. Don't, get as much direct sunlight in the heat of the day. If you're doing a job that you're working outside, well, That's where you put on the right kind of hat, the right kind of garments to protect yourself from that excessive heat. I mean, think about it in Saudi Arabia and other places. They wear these robes and things, and it looks like they'd be super hot, but what they've actually proven is that has a cooling effect. So go figure. We're still figuring it all out, but let's learn from the other cultures that have been dealing with it for many, many years successfully.
Okay, Doc.
We have to control our microenvironments.
I get a lot of calls, questions about the blood thinner. What's your...
Oh, okay, that was a great question. So, I mean, he already knows that his doctor is out of his mind. Remember, nothing that I do is medical advice. I can't give medical advice on a phone based upon, a little bit of information. But the point is that how logical is that? I can't trust the way you eat, so I'm going to give you on the medication because at least I think that you're going to take it. Although the combination of the two is thinning your blood too much.
It's the same thing with Danny and his question. I mean, it's the logic, again, for conventional medicine. We have another caller, Doc. Good morning, caller.
Hey, Rick, it's me, and I just want to say to Dr. Max, thank you so much. We are so blessed to have you, Dr. Max. When you were speaking, my wife was giving me high fives all over the place. We started doing a happy dance. My dog started moonwalking. We were celebrating to hear what you had to say. Thank you so much. And so I have a few questions, Dr. Max. And first of all, I live in Ocala, not too far from you. You are now my official doctor. We're coming to see you. I'm not sure when, but we'll be there. And so my first question is, what is your recommendation for white people or light-skinned people in regards to vitamin D? Do you recommend that they use sunscreen or any type of protection? And my next question is about COVID and the vaccine. I have four friends of mine who recently came down with COVID, and they're elderly people. Two of them had four boosters, and two of them had seven boosters. So obviously, this thing isn't working. So I'd just like for you to comment. I mean, I know how you feel about it, but I just would like to hear you say it. And also, do you think VAERS, V-A-E-R-S, the vaccine,
adverse reporting system, yes.
VAERS, the arm of the CDC, Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System, that's an acronym. Do you think that's very accurate? Because when you look at VAERS, boy, they are saying that the vaccine isn't working, and no doubt they don't tell the whole truth. They're holding back some of the adverse events. But do you put a lot of stock in the VAERS reporting system?
Okay.
And I'll hang up now and listen to your answer. Thank you so much, Dr. Max.
Thank you. So the VAERS system, it's far, far, far from perfect, but it's the only thing we really have. The estimates are that it only reports 1 to 10% of the adverse reactions. But if you look at that, there's a huge number of adverse reactions that have been reported for the COVID vaccines, dwarfing all the other vaccine adverse reactions since the system went into effect. So it's certainly an indicator of what's going on. And you cannot rely on it, but you can use the trend from it that it shows a huge amount of adverse reactions. So it's got value in that respect. The whole vaccine in general, pointing to the people that you know that have had multiple vaccines and boosters, et cetera, we already know it doesn't work. The sad thing is that really no vaccine has ever been proven or even shown to be safe or effective. And the same is true for this one. It's not even a vaccine by all conventional definitions. They had to change the definition to make it kind of qualify as a vaccine. So it is not, it does not work. It actually will damage a person's immune system. That's pretty much in stone. Like I said, if you look at the actuary tables from insurance companies. That's where you're going to get the real data on the death rates and what they paid out in life insurance. And the death rate, I think it's in the 18 to 64 year old group since 2021 has increased something crazy like 40%. Nothing in history has ever done that. And, you know, it's time to wake up. But again, remember, this is something, whether it be a deep-seated conspiracy to cull the population or simply a way for the pharmaceutical industry to make trillions and trillions of dollars, it doesn't really matter. The point is that it doesn't work. It's not safe. It's not effective.
And wake up.
They're making huge amounts of money, and they control the media, period. They control it.
Yep. Okay, Doc, this is a good lead-in to my in the news. You know, LeBron James' son, the headline says, this is in the Dayton Daily News, LeBron James' son, stable, cardiac arrest at USC practice. Boney James, as you know, the oldest son of the NBA superstar LeBron James, was hospitalized after going into cardiac arrest while participating in a practice at USC. Doc, I can give you many, many, you know, statistical facts in terms of what's happening. Also the fact that the Buffalo Bills safety, DeMar Hamlin, I see that he's back and practicing after what happened to him. You know, I think this is give me your contact, your opinion on this, Doc.
Okay. So it's exactly what we were just talking about.
Yep.
That the bottom line is that there are something ridiculous, like, you know, some 1,000 sudden adult deaths, a very high percentage of them in athletes over the last couple of years since the vaccine came out. Now, remember, virtually every major sporting team on the planet and virtually every college or university in the United States required the players and students to get vaccinated to come back to school. So you connect the dots. 18-year-olds do not have heart attacks. It's extremely, extremely rare. Performance athletes do not have heart attacks. Again, it happens. There's always going to be a situation here and there for certain specific reasons. But the numbers that we've had the last 2 years are absolutely off the chart. What else, and again, you know, correlation is not causation, but what else can possibly explain it? What other theory is out there that's even plausible when we already know, and it's been documented, that these vaccines cause clotting issues? We know it. It defies my, you know, it boggles my imagination, my mind. But when you realize, and I just mentioned this, but here's some stats, that Big Pharma accounts for 75% of the national TV advertising spend. 75% is controlled by Big Pharma. Do you think they have some influence over the big media companies? Of course they do. Do you think they have influence over social media? Of course they do. And Rick, you know, as being in the nutrition area, or anyone that's in alternative medicine, knows that there has been counterintelligence used again through social media and even things like Wikipedia to control the narrative for decades.
Yep.
Decades. So, you know, for us to, you know, expect to get the truth out of any particular media, we're delusional. It doesn't happen. You've got to be able to take it, evaluate it, read between the lines, and then, you know, apply some good old-fashioned critical thinking to it before you accept what anybody says, including what I say.
Powerful, powerful. Okay, Doc, the last Roman number three there was news you can use, and this was important to me because, you know, a couple of months ago, two or three months ago, I sent you an article about erythritol,
And I want you to explain to the people what erythritol is, and that it's a ingredient that's within some of your products. And I was really concerned after getting this report, and I sent it to you. And then again, I don't know. I think I asked you the last month, Doctor, if you knew Doug Kaufman, but I've been following Doug Kaufman. He's powerful. He's just like you, Doc, and he's a fungal expert. And so I've been following him, knowthecause.com. And so there was an article about erythritol that he talked about. I want to turn it back over to you, and it blew my mind. I said, okay, it is good. I had deviated from some of your products and just was dealing with naked on the protein because of the one report that talked about erythritol. And now I see that, from Dr. Kaufman, know the cause, that it's okay. I'm going to turn it over to you. You can explain what it is and maybe, the study was done on 8 people. But anyway, I'm going to turn it over to you, Doc.
Sure, sure. Well, yeah, that's a typical example of counterintelligence and a hatchet job to confuse the public and turn them away from what is all indicators a very healthy alternative to consuming refined sugar. Erythritol is a natural sugar alcohol. It's called an alcohol because it has an OH group, not that there's any alcoholic component into it, just OH is referred to as an alcohol. So it's just a naturally occurring substance that is in widespread in a number of different fruits and vegetables, and our bodies makes a small amount of it as well. And it's a non-caloric sweetener because it isn't actually absorbed. It gives us a sweet taste. It does not impact blood sugar. It doesn't get. It's not caloric, and it gets eliminated by the kidneys. So there was some, very small obscure article or study that indicated that people consuming high amounts of it, because now it's being used in a lot of different things, that there was increased clotting in the blood. Well, again, you start to analyze the research and you realize how flawed it was, but it got a lot of press. Why would it get so much press?
Right.
Well, just look at, follow the money. These different, let's say, natural or healthier sugar substitutes are being used now in many, many products. And what does that mean? It's replacing sugar. Big sugar is a big industry. And so they're going to fight back. And they're going to fight back mostly with misinformation because you can't really justify how that it's a great thing. Now, naturally occurring sugar, fine. But refined sugar has been for the last 100 years considered to be one of the most damaging things to a person's health and metabolism ever. Now it's shifting because now people are worried. McColl and some others are focused on seed oil being more. It's those people are good people. They mean well, but I think that they're a little confused with what they're going after. Not that a lot of seed oils aren't bad, but it's not. You can't put everything in that category that's an oil, because we do need oils, and that's why it's been an essential component of our diets for since we've been around. We it's a very valued thing. So, but the point is that the whole idea that erythritol is evil and creating all these problems is kind of absurd. But again, you have to go with people's perceptions. So you get enough of the big sugar or whoever promoting that, it's going to cut down the people consuming it, and they're going to go back to good old, refined sugar.
Yep.
That's the idea of it.
Wow. I was, as you said earlier, 75% of commercials and so forth. Look who is controlling the mechanisms. Look who is controlling and influencing your thoughts, feelings, and emotions. And please be conscious and aware of that. Got another caller. Good morning, caller.
Hey, Rick. Just one quick fact check here. The doc, you said the sun provides the heat. Just want to clarify, the core of the earth is 9% hotter than the sun. The inside of the earth is almost 10,000 degrees, which
we are not inside the Earth, we're on the outside. So we get our radioactive waves from the sun. But we also know that scientists have said the Earth's temperature is cooling. It's colder than it was years ago. So the heat is escaping out the Earth, and that could be a reason why, with the sun, we're getting so much heat, because the Earth is way hotter than the sun.
Okay. Any comment, Doc, on that?
Well, that's absolutely accurate from what I understand as well. The thing is that we record the temperature and we assume the temperature of the sun. I don't know that we really know what the temperature is. The temperature of the Earth is a result of that radiant energy, which doesn't have a temperature. The radiant energy coming and entering our atmosphere, bouncing off the Earth, and then bouncing back and forth between the atmosphere and the Earth. That's where the heat generation comes from. So the actual rays themselves, they don't have to be hot at all. It's just a frequency. So I've actually heard, from very, reasonable, good scientific sources that the surface of the sun is not as, like we imagine it to be in terms of heat. But there is a lot of radiation, and that travels, obviously the speed of light, and it penetrates the entire planet. Some of those photons will go right through the planet, and they'll heat the entire planet, including the core. Now, the way to look at climate, I'm trying to remember the guy's name. He was one of the co-founders of Greenpeace. He does some really good presentations on YouTube that you can look up that goes through the climate over the last several billion years, and we have some very interesting records that come from the ice core samples in Antarctica. So that's where they can trace it back and get temperature information.
Doc, we're getting close to the bottom of the hour and at the close, but man, what a great show today. You had mentioned before in terms of